Hey, everybody out there in Radio Land, you're listening to the Smileton Happy Hour. I'm your host, Mr. Captain Dick Murphy. With me, as always, is Mr. Phil Samuels, PhD. How are you doing today?
How's it going out there? Everybody alive? Presumably, if you're listening to this.
Yep. If you're alive, just raise your hand. Okay, now take your hand down because we are under attack here in Smileton. If you've been following our news source, www.smileteneer.com.
The Smileteneer.
Huh. That explains why my homepage always goes to 404 error.
No, that's the same website. Okay. They all redirect.
Oh, they all redirect to that one. All right. Well, if you're visiting that, or just go directly to the Twitter account, I think would
be. Yeah, we also have a Twitter account. That's when you can mainline Smileton. When you just want to
shoot
put
it
a rubber band
your
around your arm or
and
toes.
Shoot it between your
and
toes.
And shoot it right in.
Put a rubber band around your neck and
nope,
shoot some smiles
nope, nope.
into your toes.
Don't do that. You'll end up dead. I'm a doctor. I know these things.
Oh, that is true. I thought you were a doctor of philosophy.
Yeah, you cover medicine.
Oh, okay. Then you get around to that in philosophy.
Yeah. Hippocratic oath.
Oh, I loved his work.
Yep. Not allowed to say one thing and do the other thing or hurt people.
No one likes those types of people.
No one likes hypocrites.
I call them flip-floppers.
Speaking of flopping...
We've got a big issue flopping down in Smileton today. It is an all-out war. It is an all-out aerial avian war.
We are under attack.
It is what some are calling, specifically one of us in this room is calling, the Gull War of 2012.
That's what I'm calling it. I'm calling it Gull War 2012, or for some, the Great Avian War of Ought 12.
That's not how Ought works. Earlier today, there was a major discovery on Cricket Lane.
By Claire de Lune.
Who herself is known for being a cat person.
Yeah, which is, yeah, big cat person, Claire de Lune.
She was shocked to discover that her cat was actually pecked apart. Not by Smileton crows, which of course we've all come to expect from these animals.
Oh, sure.
But
it's
instead,
built in.
From some migrant... gulls of some sort.
Yep, some imagulls showed up on our doorsteps and started rousting the roosts of crows, causing quite the stir all day. And it's actually been declared a state of emergency in Smileton by Mayor Piven, who has encouraged us all to remain indoors
Lock
for the love
doors.
Of God.
And exactly. Right thinking, I think. If you're really going to aggravate the crows, you want to be out of sight, out of mind for the crows. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, I think these gulls coming into town are really doing us some good.
I disagree.
What?
I think it's taken us 30 some odd years to get used to crows in our neighborhoods.
Actually, I heard that there was a study that says it only takes 3 years to adjust yourself to crow attacks every day.
Regardless, it's
I actually read a study that said it's pronounced irregardless.
Regardless,
regard.
The crows are part of our heritage. We've embraced their terrifying demeanor. They're incredibly large numbers, and they're
Phil. If people thought like you, then the bird of the United States would be a turkey. That's right. I'm calling you Benjamin Franklin, and here's why you've earned such a terrible title, because. Change is the mother of invention, okay? Thomas Edison said that. And now that we've gotten used to these crows, now that we've gotten used to these normal attacks, I'm gonna go out and say I like the gulls more. They're usually, if you see them, you're like near a beach, you're having fun. Not like these crows that just wake you up in the middle of the day and the swooping attacks, the ability to swoop they have.
Need I remind you that these gulls are showing no preference to any bird. They are attacking literally everything. If you look on our webpage, thesmileteneer.com, we have a photo gallery of this war, and there is a hawk being attacked mid-flight by a gull. There's an ice cream cone getting stolen by one of these bastards. There's all sorts of shenanigans afoot, and I don't like it. I don't think you can trust it.
I like their resourcefulness. I think if we learn to embrace them, that resourcefulness, they could embody. Resourcefulness.
Crows, my friend, are one of the smartest birds in the bird kingdom. So smart, in fact, they have been shown to be using tools not only in captivity but also in the wild. I've never seen a gull use a tool. I've seen a gull be a tool. I've never actually seen a gull use a tool. I'm sorry for the language. I feel very strongly about this.
You know who's a tool? You are.
Well, that's uncalled for. It's a difference of opinion.
You're a tool.
Now, all of a sudden, this turned into Bill O'Reilly.
I just want you to know. All right. Listen here, Pinhead. Everyone knows that gulls are superior to crows. I know you're pro-crow and you're going to be in Big Crow's pocket. But here's the thing. Seagulls are much less hazardous to humans. And unlike the crows, they have not actually been able to discover the carotid artery on a human being and just attack straight for it. They know better than to do that. I look at... So you're saying
we should replace the inferior gull. Or we should replace the superior crow with the inferior gull.
I think change is good. And I think I would rather get hit by a little paddly talon than an all-out beak attack.
Well, that's true. They do have paddly talons. It would be kind of like...
It's science.
But
you know that.
Beaks are very...
You studied philosophy. You know they're called paddly talons.
I studied the philosophy of gulls. And I don't like it. I'm not a fan of
Charles
gulls.
De Gaulle.
Charles de Gaulle.
There you go.
One of my least favorite philosophers.
Whoa.
Yeah. Eat it, de Gaullians. What I'm saying is we can't let these gulls walk into our town with their paddly feet, their white wings, and their yellow beaks, and they can't push around a part of Smileton that I find very important, even though I run to my car in fear of being dive bombed every day.
Your wife, Bethany?
Agatha.
Okay, your wife, Agnes.
Sure.
All right, your wife was attacked, I remember, in 2007.
Ariel?
Are you looking at fonts on the computer again?
Yep, my wife, Comic Sans.
Your wife is a regular Comic Sans. She was attacked in 2007, and you had to take a whole week off of work because you launched a search party for the missing part of her earlobe. Now, is that what you want to go back to? More crows eating your wife's ear?
You know how long it took me to find that earlobe?
No, you took a week off, so I'd imagine somewhere between...
Nope, took me 10 minutes.
Took you 10 minutes to find that ear.
Yep. It was still dangling there. I just ripped it off and said, time to take a week off of work.
Wow, this really changes things.
It does. I never told anyone that, but now that we're in a...
I'm glad that not only did you admit this, you went with it on the air.
What are they? We're in the middle. It's wartime. People do crazy things in the middle of a war. Remember during...
Like having taken off a week of work for 10 minutes that you needed 5 years ago? Is that something crazy people do?
It was during the war on terror. I was beside myself.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
It was when I was battling my phobia of crows.
Crobia. Okay, so you're saying then, and in light of this, I guess I have to maybe lean a little bit more toward Crow here, but yeah, I guess if all you have to deal with is the occasional biting off of your loved one's ear and it takes 10 minutes to find, that's
I don't want to, go completely against my pro-crow stance here, but, there's the occasional child that wanders out into the front lawn at dusk when Cricket Street is abuzz with the...
chirping noises of vicious crows eating different
crickets. Most would call
crickets.
It cawing, but but there's been a few children lost, but that's their own fault, really. And you really want to thin the herd, and I think they're doing us a service. Look how many places are overpopulated. Look how many places aren't. Smileton is one of them.
That's true. If anything, we're underpopulated, which
reminds
us
very highly underpopulated.
Smileton, tell your friends.
We need people.
Sometimes when the crows grow heavy in the sky and they blot out the sun, I really start to think, we need to do a better job of tourism here. We need to get more people here to enjoy these nice early 5 o'clock afternoons of just complete pitch blackness for the rest of the day.
Yep. As soon as that sun starts to set, the crows rise from their slumber and feast upon anything that they can get.
Wait. Now I've moved over to your side. I'm still staying with the gulls. I think we've got to switch it up. I think they're a little bit less scary. And I think there's a wider variety. When you think about it, you got your crows. There's black crows.
Many species Brandon of crow.
There's not that many. Whereas gulls, you got seagulls, beagles, you got the mentally retarded ones, the regulls. There's plenty of different kinds of gulls, and it's just going to spice things up more in this town.
Well, it would be nice to have another form of avian life in the air. That I'm not disputing. What I'm saying is we don't have one or two seagulls. We have an infestation on our hands here that is going to force our hand eventually. Right now, we're happy to sit in our homes and our radio stations and our cars waiting for the terror to die down, but eventually we're gonna have to take action.
Now, Phil, you are blind in one eye, is that correct?
Yeah, from a crow attack.
Right, exactly. And I believe you got that on a crow hunting mission when you went hunting for crows.
Yep, I did, and I have been deathly afraid of them ever since.
Yet I know for a fact that you go out and you shoot crows all the time.
Well, not well.
Right.
Let me
ask you something. How much easier of a target is a bigger bird?
Crows are bigger.
Crows are not bigger than seagulls.
I disagree.
All right. Well, let's go out and kill one right now.
Please keep in mind that with the one eye, my depth perception is very off.
That's true. And honestly, since you've been a fan of Dark Shadows, I think your depth perception has been off.
I enjoy Tim Burton. I can't help it. I enjoy the fact that Tim Burton's movies look identical with the one eye. That's easy for me to...
That's true.
That's easy for me to keep track of.
Everyone likes things to... That's why you're a huge fan of the Olsen twins, because they look the same and you only have the one eye, which reminds me...
Wait a minute. Twins?
Yes. There's two of them.
No.
Little known fact, Ashley Olsen was actually born right here in Smileton.
Oh, well, that I knew. That's the one I like.
Yeah. She's known for that.
There's two of them.
She's famous for that. There's actually a third one who's come...
Elizabeth Olsen.
She
was in Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, McGillicuddy, Michaels. It was a very good movie.
I don't know anything about that movie. Why don't you tell me the plot of that film?
See, what happens is a girl goes out...
And that's something that a crow lover would watch. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. You want to have fun with gulls?
Whoa.
I didn't know Joey Lawrence was here.
Crow lover? Is this the kind of talk we're going to get into here? Is that what it's going to come down to?
You're loving crows. I don't see...
I don't remember loving them. I remember preferring them to the rats with wings that are seagulls that have now infested our fair town.
First of all, bats are rats with wings. Everybody knows that.
Well, the crows killed all the bats in Smileton 10 years ago. We know that, too. There's no...
Oh, that's true. That was very nice.
There are children here who have never seen a bat.
The bat attacks. They actually went after, I believe, Poor little.
I remember that when they went after poor little,
and he. I don't remember the name of the individual. The point is, just it was not a good time to wear a Batman suit, even.
Yeah, crows were going after anything bat shaped. That was weird. I was throwing a boomerang one day with my. Late daughter, she died of a boomerang to the head.
Right.
During this day, and the crow just went crazy.
I remember I was teaching your late deaf daughter how to play baseball in your backyard one day, and
yeah, that's right. She was deaf. That's how she got hit in the head, because it was coming towards her, and I said, "Look out!" And then I went, "Oh my god, I forgot she was deaf!" And then right in the temple.
But before she was late, and before you took her to temple or whatever you just said, I was teaching her how to play baseball, and a crow swoops in, goes right after my hands. It's attacking the bat. I say, "What are you, goofy?"
What are you, goofy? Crow's always goofy.
I said, "What are you, goofy here? This is not even the kind of bat you like. This is a whole different kind of bat." The crow says, "I don't care. I'll take it."
Wait, the crow could talk?
The crow said it, but your deaf, dead daughter was there, and that was my only corroboration, and now I have no one that supports me in saying, crows are getting smarter. They learned how to talk. They are after our sports equipment, people.
Listen, I just want to say that I appreciate that you put deaf in front of dead. A lot of people do it the other way. They said dead, deaf daughter, but she was more than that. She was deaf.
She was.
She was dead. First, that just means
first
a lot
deaf,
to me.
Second dead, third your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
In that order.
Mm-hmm. She was barely my daughter. She was only alive for about 6 years.
I didn't know it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. I don't mind it. I got over it. I didn't get that attached.
I gotta be honest, she was a horrible pitcher. When we were playing baseball that day, she was just god awful.
Well, she was 5 at the time. She only lived to 6.
She threw like a girl. Hated it.
She was a girl.
Right. Where is she?
Oh, she's dead.
Oh, Which reminds me to thank one of our sponsors today, Smileton Graveyard. Dying in Smileton? Come to our graveyard. Smileton Graveyard.
Reminds me that we have to thank our other sponsor, the Smileton Taxidermy Service. My daughter's never looked better forever.
We also have to thank the Smileton Taxi Service for rushing your daughter to the hospital that day before Smileton had the grant to have an ambulance.
Yeah, the bitch of it was it happened on a Sunday when the hospital's closed. Most hospitals don't close, but again, we need people in Smileton. We are very underpopulated.
Specifically, nurses
Medical
and doctors.
Staff would be great.
If you are a nurse or a doctor who doesn't mind crows but prefers seagulls, please come down to Smileton and start your new campaign.
Medical practice.
Your new medical campaign.
Yeah, especially now during wartime when it's really going to be.
It's true.
Just going to be so needed. So
and ladies, feel free to help out as your husbands go out to fight these crows, fight these seagulls, by just riveting some pants together, or maybe conserving the amount of meat you eat.
Save gasoline, put it in plastic jars. That'll be important.
I like to have a fun way of saving gasoline, where sometimes when we're recording the podcast, I'll have my friend go to your car and siphon it. And then I'll just keep that in my barn under a bunch of hay for a while.
I really need to stop filling up on the way to the old
Have
podcast.
You never noticed that you fill up on the way to the podcast and off the way to the podcast?
Yeah, this is the first time I've noticed. Weird.
Very weird.
Hey, speaking of weird, we should probably take a break. I'm Phil Samuels, PhD.
And I'm Captain Dick Murphy.
And we're going to be taking a break. We'll see you cats in a minute. And we're back.
Hello again, Radio Land.
We're here. I'm Phil Samuels, PhD, sitting here with Captain Dick Murphy.
They know who I am. And thank you for listening, all of my good friends here in Smileton. And apparently, from what I understand about this whole internet thing that we've got going now, around the world.
Yeah, we're on iTunes. That means anyone in the continental United States and beyond can get this podcast right on their iPhone, their iPod, their iPad, their Zoom,
their Discman, their mm-hmm. Walkman.
You could download it and burn it onto a CD and put it on your Walkman.
I hear that we've actually started a following in Antarctica, and to those people we say thank you, but we know you're fucking with us.
Yeah, no, we know that's penguins.
Yeah,
we've had enough.
Yeah. They're eyeing Smileton for when the crows and the seagulls kill each other.
I wonder if they were like, this is for the birds. Because they're penguins.
Are penguins birds or fish?
Yeah,
or amphibians?
I think they're...
I need an answer, please.
Birds.
Thank you. All right. Well, now that that's settled, we can...
Getting back to business here distracting ourselves from the theater of war that is surrounding us, the blood and the feathers and the tragedy
outdoors
of Gaul War Aught 12. Captain Dick Murphy and I, Phil Samuels, have a calendar of events we'd like to share with you. So, Captain Dick?
All right, I guess I'll take the helm. This week, it seems that there will be a car wash for a cure held outside the Smileton General Hospital. You can simply bring your dirty car in, and a group of terminally ill children will wash it for you for only $5. And as you can tell, the child who earns the most money wins a Cure Greatest Hits album.
Which the money for that will go directly to Robert Smith.
Good for him. He tries really hard.
He needs the help.
Doesn't he just? Irma Swift sent this personal request in. She said that all Friday night she's going to be having a movie night at her house, and she encourages all of Smileton's high school boys to show up. So,
63-year-old Irma Swift has a long history of being very supportive of the young men of Smileton, taking them off the brutal streets and into her home.
Very warm home.
I think the movie she's showing this week is Johnny Dangerously, which is a classic.
High school kids love Johnny Dangerously, and she's underlined pizza here, boys. So if you like pizza, go to Irma Swift's house.
Billy Blank's legendary Taibo instructor will be in town teaching a class for spare change. You can find him underneath a tree in any of Smileton's parks this weekend. He'll be roaming around just begging people to please learn Taibo from him for He moved here a year ago, and it's been tough. You know, the Taibo craze swept over the rest of the nation quite a while ago, but
yes,
and now it reached Smileton for a couple weeks, and Billy Blank said, "Hey, I need a place to stay." So if you see him around town, just give him what you have, and if he tries to teach you,
try to show him some of that Smileton charity that we are. We're not known for
Smileton hospitality. He's getting annoying.
That's true. Just charity, no hospitality. The summer concert series this week is continuing with Mr. Uncle Cracker himself.
Opening for Uncle Cracker will be Smileton legend Truck Nuts.
Truck Nuts and Uncle Cracker. I can't think of a better combo.
It's probably the best lineup we've ever had here in Smileton. If it was just Truck Nuts alone, it would be the best.
That really is. I've stopped by that garage, and let me tell you, those guys can really wail on some sweet jams.
Yeah, they are a very good progressive jazz group. Truck Nuts, as was posted on the SmileTonHere.com earlier this week, will be playing a benefit show this Friday at the Smileton Music and Salsa Factory.
I know what you're thinking. Smileton Music and Salsa Factory, Uncle Cracker, and Truck Nuts. I mean, do we get any more celebrities in one place?
Yes, we do,
because signing autographs at that show will be the Smileton Murderers.
Oh, our very own Arena Football League team will be there at the show signing autographs.
The defensive tackle.
Kent Albrick.
And the second string kicker, Sammy Pabst, will be there to sign autographs. If you don't have anything, I hear that Uncle Cracker will actually be selling his CDs for spare change as well, and I'm sure those murderers will be happy to sign them for you.
Yeah, you can buy an Uncle Cracker CD for $2 or $3 and have a Smileton murderer sign it for you. It'll be and all that money, again, goes to Robert Smith. So it'll be
very... Robert Smith makes a lot of money off of us. We have to be honest about that.
We signed a weird contract with him a long time ago.
The Smileton PD and the Smileton FD have promised to host a tug-of-war-a-thon where they will be... everyone from both precincts in both departments will have a tug-of-war-a-thon, having both teams trying as hard as possible to win. There will be a cookout, there will be hot dogs, there will be hamburgers, there will be frankfurters, there will be sausages, there will be bratwursts, and that's going on Saturday
Bologna
afternoon
steaks.
So if you're planning on having your house on fire this Saturday,
don't do it.
If you're planning on being the victim of a crime,
probably don't.
Not this Saturday, no thank you. So just keep abreast of that situation, and let's hope that there's no crimes committed that day.
And just a special thing here, personally, I would just like implore all Smiletonians to please come down to the Smiletonier and sign the petition that could hopefully
finally get us
a subway.
Food station.
I'm sick and tired of having a sandwich made by just a run-of-the-mill sandwich maker. I want it made by a sandwich artist.
We've heard about these, and apparently Subway has nothing but sandwich artists. They've never invested in our city, which is strange because they're the highest-selling fast food place in the world.
They are.
But
we don't have very many people here. It'd be hard to employ
a full staff.
We could do it. We could train a crow. They're very intelligent.
You and these crows. I'm telling you, gulls, the way of the future.
Well, I say, don't be so gullible, thinking that they're going to fix your problems.
Okay.
And again, we'd like to remind everybody that every single one of these these events on the calendar are contingent upon the bloody war we're currently
in. This place is crowded.
Yep.
Huh? You did yours.
Snaps.
Snaps is right, my man. But yes, do keep in mind that all of Smileton's events on this calendar week are open to the public, except, of course, for Irma Swift's movie night with
Only
young boys.
Only high school boys.
Yes. Everything else is open to the public. It is weather permitting, and it is also crow and gull fight permitting.
Yeah, Galt War 2012 permitting. If we are not covered in blood, feathers, and feces, for the foreseeable future, all these events will be going ahead as planned. So just make room on your calendar. We know you guys don't have that much going on. So we're going to take another quick break here, and then we're going to come back and wrap up the Smiled and Happy Hour. Woogity boogity! All right, everybody, we're back. This is the end of everybody's favorite podcast, The Smiles and Happy Hour. Phil Samuels.
We've established this two times already, and I've already established that you all know who I am, so I'll tell you this.
Captain Dick Murphy.
Giving it away. Just giving it all.
You're giving it away for free today, Captain Dick.
You're playing my hand for me, and I don't really
I think it's important to remind people who we are, because if anyone's memory is as bad as the average Smiletonian's, most people forget.
That's true.
You hear that?
But,
nah, never mind. I thought I heard something.
Okay. No, well, back to wrapping it up. I just want to say that that is a terrifying. I think there's a.
No, we're fine. Anyway, we got to get to the. We only have a half hour to do this show, so we got. That really does sound like.
It sounds like there might be a gull versus crow attack on.
Yeah, no, there's definitely the gull.
Is right outside the window.
The gull crow war. It's 2012. Right, it's really happening.
So I guess just to make this quick, so we can get into our cars.
Oh no, we can't leave the building.
Oh,
we're here for
well,
the
good,
long.
Because Phil, I gotta be honest, I don't think you're gonna get too far in your car.
No,
I've been,
no. Not in a war zone like this.
Gas.
It would be like trying to outrun the Luftwaffe, huh? I read online.
Phil Samuels has been spending a lot of time with Dennis Miller lately, and it shows. It shows.
Just an amazing man, that Dennis Miller.
I'm not even gonna get started.
I like how he was super liberal for a while.
I don't think that.
And
was
then
really
all
a thing.
Of a sudden, something happened. I forget what.
He made money. He made a ton
and,
of money.
He just completely changed his political views, and I gotta admire a guy who doesn't stick with what he believes in.
That's really cool, babe.
Oh my God!
Whoa!
Is he here right now?
I'm just kidding. That's
oh
a sound effect button.
Lego.
That's my Dennis Miller Lego. Sound effect app.
That was uncanny. Do you really? That just sounds.
No, that's not good. So I guess in closing, we should really just stress all citizens to exercise
Please
safety.
Stay inside listening to this podcast.
Exercise safely as well. And just be
Always
careful.
Always have a spotter.
Just be careful going in and out of buildings.
It sounds like.
Going near windows.
You know how like when cats fight, it's the worst sound ever?
The musical?
Yeah, when the cats have the knife fight.
Yeah.
And
oh.
Between the jarks and the cats.
Yeah, the jarks and the carts.
Yep. That was a. You know how that was the worst sound you ever heard before.
Yeah.
This sounds worse than that.
Oh, no.
Oddly enough.
Oh no. Sounds worse than the musical
it
cats.
It really does. Andrew Lloyd, whatever is what I say.
Hey.
Oh. Oh go go.
All right.
So we're it's really getting close now. Starting to worry.
Just want to let you know Billy Blanks will be in town, Uncle Cracker.
Yeah, don't forget about
watch
Chuck
out
Nuts.
For the gulls, the crows.
Yeah,
we got to get out of here.
TheSmileTourneer.com.
Oh shit.
I was right. I was right. The crows are better. They never have once attacked the studio. Please pray for our souls.
Seagulls,
if we
spice
are alive
it up
in
for
2
me.
Weeks, this is going to be this could be the last broadcast you ever hear. There is
web talons.
There's just weird paddly feet.
Oh God, they ate some of my sandwich.
We
ate
we,
some of my sandwich.
We,
I left it outside.
The horror, just the horror.